From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says new Russian air raids in Syria probably have not struck the Islamic State militant group. Russia began bombing targets in Syria's Homs region early Wednesday, saying its mission was to hit Islamic State militants trying to overthrow Syria's pro-Russian president Bashar al-Assad. Secretary Carter told a news conference on Wednesday that he sees a contradiction in the Russian position.
Russia states an intent to fight ISIL on the one hand and to support Bashar al-Assad and his regime on the other. Fighting ISIL without pursuing a parallel political transition only risks escalating the civil war in Syria, and with it, the very extremism and instability that Moscow claims to be concerned about and aspire to fighting. So this approach is tantamount, as I said then, to pouring gasoline on the fire.
Carter reiterated that the United States will continue to lead its own coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria, ignoring Russia's request for U.S. aircraft to avoid that airspace. The U.S. military says coalition forces in Afghanistan have engaged Taliban fighters in a battle to recapture the key northern city of Kunduz, which the militant group seized this week. A U.S. Army spokesman told VOA that the battle happened early Wednesday near Kunduz City Airport as U.S. service members were trying to help Afghan forces to fight the Taliban. The spokesman said U.S. warplanes carried out an airstrike to eliminate a Taliban threat on Wednesday. This is VOA. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has accused Israel of violating the early 1990s deal that formed the basis of a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In a speech to the UN General Assembly on Wednesday, Abbas said Israel is refusing to commit to the Oslo Accord and must assume all of its responsibilities as an occupying power. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more from the United Nations.
The Palestinian president accused Israel of inflaming hostilities and sabotaging the peace process with restrictions on Muslim worshippers at Al-Aqsa Mosque and Haram al-Sharif, also known as the Temple Mount, and with continued settlement building in Palestinian areas. He's heard here through an interpreter.
The policies and practices of the Israeli government and the positions of its prime minister and cabinet members lead to clear conclusions. That is, they are working with all their efforts in order to destroy the two-state solution that we are seeking on the basis of the resolutions of international legitimacy.
The Abbas speech drew an immediate rebuke from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said it was deceitful and encourages incitement and destruction in the Middle East. Abbas, whose popularity is flagging at home, was greeted with frequent applause during his speech in New York. Afterward, he went to the UN Rose Garden, where the Palestinian flag was ceremoniously raised for the first time. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The U.S. Congress has averted a partial shutdown of the U.S. government by passing a short-term spending bill to keep federal agencies open past a midnight funding deadline. The House of Representatives approved the measure by 271 to 151. Earlier Wednesday, it cleared the Senate by a vote of 78 to 20. The bill extends the government's spending authority until December 11th. It now goes to the White House for President Barack Obama's signature. Chinese authorities say a dozen bomb blasts have shaken a town in the southern province of Guangxi, killing at least seven people and wounding about 50 others. State media reports quote authorities in the city of Luizhou as saying a 33-year-old man with a family name of Wei is suspected of carrying out Wednesday's bombings to seek revenge in a dispute about health care. The reports ruled out the possibility that the blasts were the result of terrorism. The bombs were concealed inside courier delivery packages. Well, you can find more on those stories by going to our website at voanews.com. I'll be back in 1 hour for another update of the international headlines. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.